Hi, this is Natalie. I am calling from Local Splash. May I speak with Tim?
You're calling from where?
Local Splash.
Okay.
I am looking for Tim Sandusky.
This is.
How are you doing today, Tim?
Good. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Thank you for asking. Tim, we have a client interview booked for you right now. The call will take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is now still a good time for you?
It's a good time.
Okay, very good. Then let's proceed with the interview. The call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes, okay?
Yep.
Tim, thank you for choosing Local Splash as your digital growth partner. Our goal with today's interview is to collect key insights about your business, your services and goals, so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I will explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together, okay?
Oh.
Okay, now let's verify your, before verifying your business details, I just need you to please help me sign in the terms and conditions. I am going to send you the email again. Okay, I just resent you the email. The title email is initial invoice, and there is a link inside the email to accept the subscription terms.
And this is only a monthly subscription, right?
That is correct. There is no contract. These are just the terms and conditions.
Okay. Which email did you send it to?
To wallproink@gmail.com.
Oh. I haven't received it. Yep.
Okay, it is showing here that you just got them. The title in the email is initial invoice.
Check my junk. Still no email.
You got the email?
No, I have not.
Okay, it is showing here that you just got it. Let me go ahead and resend it to you. The email was also sent to you on 2-3 days ago when you spoke with Ben. The title on the email is Local Splash Initial Invoice.
That would have been when?
On the 9th. On Monday.
Okay. I have that one.
Okay, if you open the email there before, thank you, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. You need to click in the link and accept the terms and conditions, please.
Says make changes to events while prank invitation, client interview, doesn't say anything here about click to review. Here, let me check my other emails, maybe it came in a different. Oh. I have a lot of issues with my email. I don't know what it is, but whatever.
That's fine. You can also check that later, Tim. I don't want to take much of your time. Just kindly, once we are done with the interview, check your email, find the terms and conditions, and sign those as soon as possible. Let's proceed with the interview. I am going to verify your business details to ensure accuracy. If you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know and I will make those corrections, okay?
Yep.
Okay, I have your business name as Wall Pro Inc.
Correct.
The address that I have on here is 12565 Buno Road, Milford. MI48380.
Yep.
Is there a suite number, unit number, or apartment number that is associated with your address?
No.
Is this a home address or an office location?
Home.
Do you want me to publicly disclose your address, or would you like me to hide it?
Does it make a difference?
I always recommend that if it's where you live, just hide it.
Okay, that's fine.
Can you receive regular mail at that address?
I do.
Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
I have a LLC and $1 million insurance liability.
Okay, thank you. Later in the call, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on 248-255-1522?
Yep.
Okay. I have your email address as number 2walproinc@gmail.com.
You said Walpro Inc.
Number
gmail.
Two?
Yep.
Walproinc@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, team. I understand that we will be creating you a website for your business, right?
Yep.
Okay. I am going to give you options for the business domain name, so you can choose one of these ones. The first option is wallproinc.net or wallproinmilkport.com.
.net.
Okay. Do you have a preference on the colors that you would like us to use on the website?
I don't know, maybe a blue and gray.
Dark blue or light blue?
Light blue.
Light blue and gray?
Yeah.
What are your top 3 to 6 services to feature on your homepage?
External contracting. construction management, interior contractor, commercial interior contractor.
Do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions on your website?
No, not this time.
Okay. Do you have reviews outside of Google on Yelp, Angie, or Facebook?
I do not.
Do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want to be represented on your website?
I do have some pictures.
Okay, later in the call, I will tell you how to share those ones with us. Would you like us to include a gallery of before and after photos or videos of your jobs?
I can show you some of them, but I'm not a big... I don't take a lot of before and after of my video or my jobs.
Okay, don't worry. We can help you with that. Would you like to enable online payments on your website? If you have a PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle account, we can add it to your website.
Sure.
Which one do you have?
Zelle.
Okay. Would you like customers to be able to book directly on your website with you? Or you prefer calls?
I prefer a call, but I mean, I know a lot of people do stuff online these days. As long as there's a notification that I receive in a timely fashion, that would be fine.
Okay. Are there any websites that you like from competitors or others that you can think of right now?
No, not off the top of my head. I don't really keep an eye on my competition very much.
Okay. Do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos? For example, a BBB, Chamber of Commerce, manufacturer brands?
No, not necessarily.
Is there anything specific that you want to see on your website that we have not covered yet?
Specifications of maybe my company's description.
Specifications on your company what, sorry?
Just specifications on my company, kind of description of what we've done.
Oh, of course. Yeah, we'll make sure to make a description on what you do and things about you and your company. If you would like a deeper conversation about site layout or advanced features on your website, I can book you a My Site interview with our design specialist. Would you like me to book you an appointment?
Sure.
Okay. Around what time might be good for you tomorrow?
Tomorrow probably in the afternoon, say about 1 o'clock.
About 1 o'clock, okay.
If you want to send me an email notification.
Yes, I will. For sure, I will send you the invite through email, don't worry. Okay. Now, I am going to set up your calling tracking number, which is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. We provide you a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out a spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access this call report directly in the Local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username.
Okay.
I am going to give you the number, and please save it on your contacts. You can save it as Local Splash leads or Local Splash customers.
Okay, one second. Okay.
The number is
947-251-4171. So they're not getting my direct phone number?
No, we will be marketing you with this number on all your profiles. The potential customers will call this number and the call will be automatically redirected to your number. That way we can track all the job that you're getting for the work that we are doing. Okay.
Yeah, but that really doesn't do me any good because I'm building a reputation with your company and leading other calls to it, which doesn't leave me any type of, for my dollar, the amount that I'm spending, any type of building up a business. People don't have my original contact number and they're going through your number to get a hold of me all the time. If something happens with our business relationship, all the money that I spent for the advertising and everything is only feeding your propagation of leads and not my own.
I understand your point, Tim. When you spoke with Ben, didn't you mention about the call tracking number?
No. Well, they talk. No, I don't think so. So then every time I deal with the customer, it has to be through the call tracking number?
Yes. It is mandatory. That's the only way that we can work with the call tracking number. If you really don't want the number, I will have to tell Ben to call you back and talk about this with you.
Well, I'd like to do something about that because, like I said, I'm advertising. Typically, when you spend money to advertise, the residual that you receive from that advertisement cost is something that you take control of and not somebody's propagated number. So, like I said, if something happens with our business relationship, all the business that I've generated through your lead situation and paid all the money that I have to generate it is for naught because they would have to go through your lead number to contact me and keep perpetual business going.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yes, totally, and I understand. And like I was explaining, this is something that Ben should have explained and mentioned to you. So I am checking if he is ready, just to see if he can go through this with you really quickly. Give me just a second here, please.
Sure.
Thank you, and I'm sorry, Tim. My apologies about this. Okay, Tim. It seems that he is about to finish with a client, so I don't want to have you here for a long time, but he is going to call you ASAP as soon as he's done with the call that he's that he has right now, he will call you back and we'll go from there, okay?
Okay, and also too, my number doesn't appear to be a local number, so if somebody's trying to reach out to me and they have the number that you provided for them, it doesn't appear to be a local number. Which would, if I was looking for somebody who was a local contractor, that would kind of be a red flag to me. And, I mean, I guess I don't have a problem with you guys generating the lead, but once I've had a correspondence with the client, I'll be switching my contact information over to my number and not to the lead's number.
Okay. Yes, because of the 947 instead of the 248?
Correct.
I got here that both area codes are from Milford. Right now, I don't have any number available with the 248.
Yeah, I've never heard of that being a Milford local area code.
Okay. Well, I will have them call you back, and once you talk to him about this, we'll go from there. We will continue with the interview, okay?
Okay, your line is really staticky for some reason. Is there a reason for that?
My line?
Yep.
Tim, I've been having interviews all day. Nobody has told me that earlier, so I will double check once I am done with you and do a troubleshooting to my line to see why.
Can you turn the volume down a little bit on your end? Do you have any volume control? Maybe that might help.
I can do that once I hang up with you. I will do a troubleshooting. Okay, I will have Ben call you back, and then we'll go from there. Okay.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, thank you, Tim.
Bye.